Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I would like to apologize for the internet being slow this morning. That's because, well, the Rock Girls are, the vote is on, and that's all Steve's doing.
Look, I'm celebrating the 30th anniversary of the internet by doing what we should do on the internet, and that's look at hot girls.
Yeah. Who knew 30 years ago that this is what the internet would give us? Rock girl goodness.
Just think, 30 years ago, we had nowhere to complain.
That's a good point.
No way to show our outrage.
I have news for you, though. There's no reason to complain because the Rock Girls are awesome, and that's what we're trying to do. Pick new Rock Girls, and we need your help. The vote is on.
Ooh, I just voted for Ashley.
All right, Ashley. Oh, she's good. Oh,
I like Quinn's that. Back. She's got my vote. And Quinn's the best.
Quinn's awesome. So if you want to help us pick the new Rock Girls representing the Rock in 2019, do what Steve's going. Go to KISW.com. Cast your vote now.
Let's play
Yeah, Tuesday. Get those tacos. Put them
in
your mouth.
Is that what you're going to do? Okay.
Oh, yeah. You do that. You can get your Doritos Locos tacos and do whatever you want with those.
As one texter said, you can get a burrito with Fritos in it at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Frito burrito?
Yes. Husband orders it every time.
That is texter. Fantastic.
I didn't know that either.
I need to do that.
I kind of want
to
try that.
I mean, I will do it. I will do the Doritos taco. I will do the Frito burrito. I told you, Taco Bell, number one in the entire galaxy.
In the galaxy.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jackson in Polesbo. Jackson, are you there?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jackson. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets for him and three of his friends to check out Monster Energy Supercross at CenturyLink Field on March 23rd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to go to Supercross, you can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jackson will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jackson, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Also, the name of an HBO show, what city was Wild Bill Hickok killed in?
Pass.
Bruce Springsteen was given what notable nickname?
Waco.
What was that?
Waco.
No. Bruce Springsteen was given what notable nickname?
Boss.
Yes. How many quarts are in 5 gallons?
Pass.
Which video game introduced the ninjas Scorpion and Sub-Zero?
Mortal Kombat.
Yes. In what city was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air born and raised?
Philadelphia.
Yes. Which suspect in the board game Clue shares her name with a bird?
Miss Peacock.
Yes. What color is the caution flag in racing?
Yellow.
Yes. In regards to the internet, what does the D in DSL stand for?
Data.
No.
Download.
No.
Pass.
Which language is the most widely spoken?
Digital.
Yes. Uh-huh. Which language is the most widely spoken in South America?
Data. Spanish, Portuguese?
Spanish, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Yeah, Jackson came back. Nice performance. He did pretty well.
Hey, y'all ever tried the jalapeno ranch ruffles? Good. I can't eat nothing else.
Wow.
And that is a Frito-Lay company. How is that not in their bag?
He said jalapeno ranch ruffles.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
And they have ridges.
Well, I mean, you can only fit so much in a variety.
Yeah, but that variety should take over Cheetos.
Oh, my goodness.
Like
yes,
a
it
new,
should.
New era variety pack.
Yes.
Of all these different quirky flavors.
Because then you can get the jalapeno Cheetos so they don't suck.
Yes.
And then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, in honor of Jackson, while we're testing the baked versus regular Lay's, I think I have to also get some jalapeno ranch ruffles.
It's for science.
I think we should get every bag available in the Lay's discography.
Okay.
The bagography? Yeah. I don't know. But
bagography.
Yeah. That's it.
Steve, are you ready?
Real quick, I just want to give a shout out. And this guy says, Steve, if you win Beat Migs today, can you dedicate it to my dog, Jerry? He had to cross the Rainbow Bridge. It would be a nice tribute from Johnny and Colleen. So hopefully I win. But if I don't, regardless, this one's for
give
you, Jerry.
Give it a shout.
All right, Jerry.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you're ready.
Yes. Also, in the name of an HBO show, what city was Wild Bill Hickok killed in?
Shameless.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a Showtime Deadwood. Show.
Yes.
Nice.
Bruce Springsteen was given what notable nickname?
The Boss.
Yes. How many quarts are in 5 gallons?
Crap. 30.
No.
25.
No.
60.
No.
Yeah. Which video game introduced the ninja Scorpion and Sub-Zero?
Fatality. Mortal Kombat.
Yes. In what city was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air born and raised?
Philadelphia.
Yes.
Born and raised.
Which suspect on the board game Clue shares her name with a bird?
Peacock.
Yes, okay. Peacock.
Wow.
Hey, Ken. What color is the caution flag in racing?
Yellow.
Yes. In regards to the internet, what does the D in DSL stand for?
D's.
No.
Digital.
Hey, yes.
Nice.
Which language is the most widely spoken in South America?
Oh, Russian.
No.
Spanish?
Yes.
Russian, yes.
What was the name of the Mel Brooks Star Wars parody film?
Spaceballs.
Yes. And Steve, you win 9-7.
Yes. Did it for Jerry.
Yeah, you did it for Jerry.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, sorry about that, Jackson. But Steve was the victor.
Yeah.
Nice tribute to Jerry going over to that Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, I suppose that's fitting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good way for that to happen. You don't want to be like, here's tribute, and then you lose.
Right, that would have sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's not a good one.
Wow. I didn't mean that. Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice save.
I'm going to go on the internet right now and rage at Steve, that senseless, heartless bastard.
That was as unintentional as humanly possible.
Dude, I've had that moment. It's so frustrating. You at least caught it.
Oh.
When I was at a wedding for my buddy and I was the DJ and the first song I played was Tainted Love and I didn't realize, because it was a popular
song. You liked it?
I didn't even, I was like, and the look he gave me, the death look, and I'm like, what's the problem? What's the matter with you? And then he comes over, he's just like, you're such a jerk. I go, and I really, granted, I am a jerk, but I really didn't mean it then. Yeah. So I
know
the
worst
feeling.
One is the unintentional one. We're like, dude, what, I'm doing a good thing.
We have that happen so much here on the station. Some news story we'll talk about, something awful, someone got shot, and then all of a sudden we play Hey Joe, and it's like, that's happened. The worst still to this day was when 9/11 happened, and we got a note from our intern. I remember, I'll never forget this moment, because it was just such a, looking back, on like, we no intentions, because sometimes the songs are just there, and you have no idea what the, you know what the next song is, but you don't really make the connection. And we got this note that just said a plane went into the towers. We're like, well, we need to find out what's going on. We'll take a break and we'll come back. And our song we played was Lenny Kravitz's Fly Away.
Oh.
And you're just like, you gotta be, as soon as it started, you're like, oh, not intentional.
Yeah.
Good thing there wasn't a text line back then.
Gosh, yeah, right?
That would have been brutal.
Yeah.
Speaking of pre-internet, basically, at that point.
Right.
Congratulations, though, Steve. You won. With 9 correct.
Look at Steve. That means call number 9 is a winner. Tickets for you and 3 of your friends to Monster Energy Supercross at CenturyLink Field. And that is caller number 9, 206-421-ROCK.
What was the answer to the gallons one?
I think it's, Rev, is it 20? He goes, he's not listening. Is there 4 quarts to a gallon? Is that what I think it is?
Yeah, so it's 20.
It is 20, okay.
Damn it. It's just a 20.
You were so close.
When 25.
When you said 30, then 25, I thought, oh, is he going to luckily get it? Because you didn't know, and then you went 60, and you made me proud.
I got lucky with that Deadwood one. I was just trying to think of a show. I was actually trying to think of Justified, but I said Deadwood instead.
I didn't even know Deadwood was a real town.
I still love
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, yeah, you said, of course, I mean, the guy was shot there. I always thought that was just a fictional town made up for the show, so it really was based on a real thing.
And I think a lot of the stuff that happened on the show was fictional, but Wild Bill did get shot and killed there.
That is such a good show, Deadwood. Such
I love
a good
it.
Show.
They're supposed to be making a movie, but they've been saying that since it went off the air.
Yeah, when that and the Breaking Bad movie come out, we'll all be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw a movie over the weekend. That was
whoa!
Really
good. Well, I did too, but I bet yours is so much more popular and better than one I saw.
I bet it is.
Okay, what was it?
Creed Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, finally. Great.
It's now available to rent.
Oh, yeah, my buddy watched it on the plane, but he said he didn't get to watch it all.
Why?
So the last, I guess because the flight was ending, and so the last fight scene he didn't get to see.
The greatest part of it?
I know. He didn't get to see the greatest part of it. I had to smile. Hopefully, he's going to have to rent it again at some point.
They need to get better at it. Oh, does he pick when he starts watching it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hope so,
that's
yeah.
Right. These days, you don't have a movie showing above. Yeah. All stuck watching it.
Oh, so bad the next
timing.
Flight he takes, yeah, he could probably watch it.
Or
he
could just rent it on demand.
There is that too.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So damn good. Like, you think, okay, Creed 1 was really awesome, and this one stood up. It's kind of like Rocky and Rocky 2.
I'm glad to hear
equally
that.
Equally as awesome.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to watch that eventually, because I have Creed 1 saved, but I'm a cheap guy since I have the HBO Showtime, so I'm going to wait for Creed 2 to come.
Okay.
I'm going to have a double feature of Creed and Creed 2 at some point to watch.
Fair enough. Now, what was the movie that you saw?
Oh, it's just a little movie nobody talked about. Captain Marvel. Reb and I.
Oh, you went to the theaters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's hard to believe when we see movies, we go to the theater.
See, I've seen on my Facebook conflicting, like very polarizing differences of opinion. The guy said I walked out on the movie because it was so bad. And then the next post I saw was from someone saying it was the best movie he's seen in years.
What part would he walk out of that was so bad?
Yeah, I mean,
try and find who posted that. I can't remember now.
I don't think it's the best movie I've seen in years, but it's surely not a movie to walk out on, because Vicky watched it with me, with all of our buddies. We stopped board gaming enough at that convention to go see Captain Marvel.
And I'd put it up in like at least the top 5 in Marvel movies.
I swear there's something going on. I really do. I swear there's something going on for a lot of men, that there's so many women now in lead roles, and they just are not, their brain isn't comfortable with it. I don't think they hate women. I just think they're not comfortable seeing women in lead roles taking movies and TV shows, especially classic characters. Because you know, the story of Captain Marvel is that the Captain Marvel character for wasn't always a woman. And so the latest iteration is, at least.
Okay.
But, you know, Star Trek Discovery is a bunch of women. And I just think men are not comfortable because they're used to one thing, and that is men driving the storyline. And instead, you've got a lot of women driving the storyline. Because Captain Marvel was a good movie. It wasn't, I didn't hate it, and I didn't think it was fantastic, but it was a good movie.
I mean, I feel like, it, at least for me, like it really spoke to girls in a way that it was a lot more subtle than I think you have to really think about it, and maybe things that guys don't really would have noticed. But it's just like, even, I'm trying not to spoil anything. There's just moments in there that really speak to us.
What about the part when Spock died?
Can we spoil that? I just cried.
Okay, fine. I will say this, Jude Law is becoming my favorite heel in a movie. You know what I'm saying? He really, really is. I love the fact that Jude Law is so charming, and you just, you know, right from the beginning of the movie, I'm watching Captain Marvel, and I go, freaking Jude Law, he's so nice, I bet he's a jerk.
I found the post, actually, a buddy we both have. We walked out of Captain Marvel so bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh. Wow. The acting dialogue had my wife laughing at all the wrong times.
Wow, I'm very surprised at that person. We both know that person.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised.
Him and his wife both walked out on it.
It's not a movie I'd walk out on. It's not my favorite Marvel movie, but
I've ever walked out on a movie in a theater.
It wasn't that bad.
That's like he's just going a little dramatic, and they really didn't, and they enjoyed it, and they walked out during the credits, but they're like, we walked out on this movie, guys. We didn't stick around for the credits.
Yeah, there was some fun scenes. I mean, Samuel L. Jackson in any movie, and getting to see a young Nick Fury was fun.
It was, and then, I don't know. I'm just kind of annoyed with that guy right now.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I can understand if you didn't think it was the greatest thing in the world, but there was nothing about it that would make you walk out on it.
Yeah, would I watch it again in the theater?
I'm going to.
You will, because you loved it. I thought it was good. Would I watch it again? Yes, I think I will probably either rent it or own it so I can show my wife, because we love to. She loves to watch the Marvel movies, but she loves to watch them at home. She's not a big theater person. And I will watch it again with her because it was a fun movie.
So I'm a huge Marvel fan. Comics, too. I loved it. Another one I enjoyed, Captain Marvel.
The wife and I, we went and saw it on Friday night.
Did you walk out?
No, we did not walk out. We stayed for both of the extra credit scenes at the end, and I loved it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was a great take on a superhero that, and it had, it didn't have the normal, like, love story that you would need to have in sort of those, these movies. So I thought that was kind of refreshing, to be perfectly honest with you.
Was it better than Creed 2? Anyone see Creed 2?
I haven't seen Creed 2, so I'm not going to answer that.
Fine. Someone says the acting dialogue was phoned in. No effort.
See, and I'm going to say something right now. I talked to Vicky and somebody else about this too. I think at least one of the characters, Brie Larson, I think that her the way she did that role was perfect because of what happened to her. And I don't want to spoil the movie, but her character is confused a lot in the movie, is the way I would put it. She just has a sort of like, I'm in a fog kind of attitude. But it's when you realize what the hell her story is, it makes sense that that should be her performance. And if that's what they're judging, well, it's like, did you pay attention to the storyline? Brie Larson did exactly what you're supposed to be doing with that character. She's, and as the movie progressed, Brie Larson's character became more and more, if you will, real as like a person that was, and I would say it's somebody who's more become more and more adjusted with what the hell's going on in her life. Her life was pretty effed up in that movie, and I think she acted perfectly for what she was supposed to be going through.
And I like, I mean, the difference between her and Wonder Woman is she wasn't as regal and godlike as Wonder Woman. She felt like a real girl, and she wasn't girly girl or anything. You know, she was snarky, she was sarcastic, she was funny. And like, there was just like silly moments, like even her growling. She started growling in the middle of
the
fight.
What did that sound like?
Yeah.
It was awesome. Pretty I late. Laughed. I almost died. It was
yeah,
awesome.
She was. She, and
I'm
she
glad
did,
didn't die.
She did all that stuff, Vicky, and yet she was just slightly disconnected. You know, she had that sort of slightly mm-hmm. disconnected feel, too, which is exactly what I think she was supposed to have mm-hmm. based on her story, which is, I think, great acting. And I look at some people who would, like, especially that person that commented, I'm like, maybe you ought to go back to acting class and take a look, because I think that performance was actually really good.
Another person says, I couldn't take it. I walked out of Captain Marvel after the credits.
Yeah.
So I've never walked out on a movie, but I did fall asleep to Guardians of the Galaxy. Terrible movie. Terrible, wow. Terrible.
What?
The first one or second one?
Go
either
home.
Either way.
Well, the second one wasn't as good as the first one.
It was fast.
It wasn't that. I like.
Well, Guardians, the first one was really good. The second one, I'm with Steve. Sometimes you're like,
The second one was, I'm not going to.
It wasn't
like
horrible.
Fall asleep.
But it wasn't.
Well, I fall asleep on anything.
That's
so
fair.
I didn't fall asleep on Creed 2, though. I'll tell you that, boys.
I'll tell you that, kids.
It was that good.
That's how good it was. That's saying something right there.
So this is the only movie I ever walked out on with Batman and Robin. Clooney's nipples were the only good part. Yeah, that movie was pretty bad.
The only movie I've ever walked out on was the Wachowski Speed Racer, because after one of the scenes where they did the 360 camera turny thing with all these special effects and stuff, I was like, yeah, all right, I get it. I'm good. And I just went home.
Because you didn't want to throw up.
It was that, and it was just also like, this is going to be a movie about an old anime. It's not going to have anything to it. And so I was like, I saw the special effects, and that's all I want to do. I just want to go home.
See, I realize I don't walk out of movies. I just kind of close my eyes and force myself to fall asleep. Like Superman.
Yeah. You do a good job. You can sleep anywhere. So for you, it's like, hey, you get a nap and a comfy seat. What do you want?
I already committed that I was going to be here for a couple hours. If I'm not going to watch the movie, why walk out? Just take a good nap.
Yeah, there have been two movies I've almost walked out on. One being Jumper. It was at the Hayden Christensen where he basically teleport anywhere.
I like that movie.
It was really bad.
Yeah. Vicky, have you heard about Impulse?
No.
Impulse was that guy fixed it. He got a chance to do a YouTube TV show, which was on last year. The second season is coming out this year. The guy that made Jumper said, I made that movie so badly, and I got a chance to fix it. And so he did this thing called Impulse. And instead, it's a woman at the a girl at the start. It's good. And it's on YouTube Premium.
And then the other one being Fantastic Four, the newer one.
Yeah. Oh, you walked out on that.
I watched it with you.
Oh, that's right. You did. I know. We should have walked out.
I like the sex. Rev also liked Bird Box. He's a movie opinion is null. I didn't care for Captain Marvel. My wife disliked it, but if I'm going to buy a ticket, I'm going to finish the movie.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I can see why, you know, people might be meh on Captain Marvel, but to walk out, no, it was still an entertaining movie. I got to talk about this woman that found out that she was scammed during a date thanks to that man's wife. Oh, this is a good one. I'll tell you what happened at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, you know, the internet's awesome because people can go online and talk about all sorts of cool stuff. Like, you know, asking women to describe the worst date they've ever been on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's always a great topic.
That should be good.
Yeah. We have a few of them here, but one of the top ones was a woman that had to pay for an entire date because the guy said he forgot his card. Then later on in the date, the guy's girlfriend found the woman on Instagram and told her he scams women like that all the time. So
she's cool with him going on dates?
Because she's paying for, it's like he's not going on there to meet women. He's going on there to get a free meal.
Well, times are tough.
Is that any different than a woman who will allow a man to buy her a drink at the bar even though she has no interest in him?
I think it's a little bit different because of the whole I forgot my card, then you're guilting that person. If someone voluntarily offers to pay for a drink or a meal, that's on them. You know what I mean? Like, that's how people are. But if you pull the, I don't have my card, can you buy me something? And then it's just a scam. I think that's a little, that's next level.
Yeah, it's intentional. Like, when you're at a bar, people are offering you. And I hate that because then they either expect your number or whatever. And I've had guys do that. And I'd say, no, thank you. I don't need a drink. I don't want a drink. And then I finally accept it. Like, so can I get your number?
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
I bought you a drink.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want it in the first place.
I would love to try this one time. That would be ballsy just to go on a date. Oh, I forgot my card.
What happens if she's like, yeah, I don't have mine either. I was expecting you were going to pay for it. Do you then have to kind of like pull the, oh, well, I guess I'll pull my card out? Or
hey, I would say, oh, I'll go up and pay for it then. I think I'll see if I can get the guy. I'll give him my credit card number live, and then I'll just go and leave.
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
I'll see if he takes PayPal.
Yeah, I've memorized my credit card number. Maybe he'll do that. I'll go up and find out. And peace.
Or be like, they have Apple Pay. It's crazy. It worked.
Yeah. How about that? I didn't even know they had Apple Pay.
Or just dine and dash it.
Dine and dash, baby. I've never done that. I'd like to try that sometime in my life just to be a rascal.
Be very Bonnie and Clyde of them.
Oh, if they were all really?
Let's go together.
Yeah. Yeah, then maybe then they all of a sudden, but how about he scams like he doesn't even want to be like a girlfriend, so he's not really cheating on his girl. He's just getting free meals.
So what's the game with this, though? I mean, so he goes on these dates. His girl knows he's going on these dates, so she finds out who they are to tell them that he's scamming him on the dates.
Yeah, and then why are you still with this guy? If you got to track down the other women because you feel like his behavior is horrible, yeah, why are you still with this idiot? Yeah, I don't know.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Sex must be pretty good.
That's got to be what it is. I suppose if you're a woman and you actually have a guy that can make things happen, you'll put up with a lot. So somebody online asked women to describe the worst date they've ever been on. So based on this, well, in one sentence, we want to hear the same from you. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Describe your worst date in one sentence. Your calls and texts after System of a Down on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So somebody went online, asked women to describe the worst date they've ever been on. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. So how about you, one sentence, what was your worst date?
Oh, some of these texts are just ridiculous. One person says, I was on a date with a girl, she sneezed, making a snot rocket go from her nose to the plate.
Oh.
She wiped it off and finished her meal.
Whoa!
You know she's down for whatever.
Maybe it was just a really good meal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, what are you supposed to do at that point? I mean, if you clean it up to the best you can, and you are you supposed to trash the whole meal?
No.
Because at the end of my worst date, he acted like he forgot his wallet and couldn't pay, and I hadn't brought mine, so he convinced me that we had to dine and dash. We had to run out of the restaurant. He told me he already paid, and he was just playing a joke on me. Oh, boy, that's always...
Oh, that's a bizarre way to start it. Like, geez, I don't know what he thought that was going to do.
Like this one, he picked Lord of the Rings as the movie to see, laid across two seats, and fell asleep from Ashley and Buckley. It's a man after my own heart.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I have to really say that movie picking is so, so prime when you're going on a date with somebody, especially the first time. I ruined it when I was 13 years old.
Oh, I remember you saying you watched some really messed up movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Papillon, which was a movie, but just horrible events that happened that movie was about. So it was like, that was no way to take. She was a couple years younger than me, so she might have been 11, and I'm a 13-year-old taking an 11-year-old. She might have been 12. And it's just like, my brother's like, you are an idiot. Because he was our chaperone. And he was watching the movie, too. And he was like, well, dude.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
What are you doing? This movie is just, oh.
Nope.
Yeah.
I know your daughter's in the room.
There she is.
Oh, hey.
Worst date in one sentence. He called me boring and puked in my car.
Yeah.
I don't know which one was worse. I think him calling me boring is actually worse than him puking in my car.
There's a lot of things he could call you, but I don't think boring would be one of them.
That really kind of hurt my heart, actually. You can call me all the things, even the bad things, but boring? No, I'm not boring.
Yeah, that's interesting that he would call you boring. You're the last person who I think would be boring.
No, thank you.
You make anything like less boring. As a matter of fact, if anything, you add drama to stuff that really doesn't need drama.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Yeah, especially add alcohol.
Yeah,
add it.
Right, that's true. But maybe because I wasn't really feeling him, so
that's probably what it was.
Kind of already over it, before he called me boring.
Yeah,
and or puked in my car.
Oh, seeing that.
Do you at least clean it?
No, he showed up to the date very high and then proceeded to drink.
Oh.
And so was very cross-faded. And I was just done with him. Just get out. Like, I don't even want you to try to clean it. I don't want you to clean it tomorrow. I never want to see you again.
Yeah.
I'm not boring. I got you. It's fine. Yeah, it was terrible. I'll never forget it, though.
Damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I know about this guy. Good thing
I didn't know about
this guy.
No.
You didn't bring him home to meet daddy?
No, I didn't even bring him home when you were out of town. That's saying something.
Wow. Here's the question. How long did he get out of jail? How long was he out of jail when you had the date with him?
It was like a few weeks.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I just texted out, my date was hit by a foul ball at a Rainiers game. She never dated me again. That's not your fault, unless you didn't try and catch the ball.
That's still that's harsh, man. You know, good old apple pie, baseball, Chevrolet, you're doing the whole darn thing, and then she gets hit with a foul ball.
What does a Chevrolet have to do with all
baseball,
this?
Apple pie, and Chevrolet. Remember those commercials?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's American as baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. That was always, I don't know what commercial it was.
Well, probably for Chevrolet.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Why would they be?
So they tricked me, and they made me think they were
hamburgers.
No, you're right. Because baseball, apple pie. Yeah, you're right. It had to be for Chevrolet.
Was it for the apple pie company?
Gosh, that's good advertising.
Yeah, it was a 1975 Chevy TV ad.
Oh, that is really... How are we supposed to know what you're talking about? It came out in 1975, man.
It was way before our time.
I understand that, but imagine that it got so burned in my head. I thought Chevrolet was like an example that was given for another product as an American product. Like,
where's American pastime.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, where is American? Is baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet?
And you forgot hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs?
Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet.
Oh, gosh, that was great advertising, Chevrolet, because you made me really think that you were part of the American culture.
Hang on, I found it.
What are you talking about? This is the jingle of my childhood.
They don't even rhyme anything.
Weren't you like 50 when this came out?
I was actually in my 30s. But that was just goes to show you. You're probably right, Steve. The jingle is probably horrible. But it was all jingles all the time when I was growing up.
100%, yes.
All of it.
Now I'm going to have that stupid jingle stuck in my brain. Sorry to everybody.
Chevrolet. I feel bad for hot dogs. I forgot about
hot dogs. I wonder what they were advertising.
I'm an idiot. I really thought they were advertising
hot dogs.
Else.
That's like, what it was.
I get it. A lot of times you watch these Super Bowl commercials, you're like, I don't even know what they were advertising. But typically it's because it's like a talking goat that's riding a unicorn or something crazy. And you're like, I don't know what that was for, but it was awesome. This one in the jingle, it says Chevrolet.
But I think, you know, the great subliminal advertising was that you should buy our car because we're just as American and just as part of your life as baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie.
Right.
And I thought it was another company. There was such a great jingle. They made me think that Chevrolet was part of that great tradition that whatever you wanted to do that was American, you better do it like
baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, Chevrolet, by Ford.
Yeah. I know. Wow. So Chevy wanted me to think that they were all American, and they made me think it so much that now I make them the iconic comparison to what Merck is about.
That's
great advertising.
Yeah. And that happened in 1975 and it's still stuck with you
in my brain.
Yeah, because I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
I saw it. It's nuts how much that advertised. See, when you're a kid stuff, you got to be careful what you're exposed to, because then you just all of a sudden believe it to be true.
How about this text message? A Tinder date. I thought we were meeting at a hotel because it's a local landmark. He showed up with a toddler and he had rented a suit. He said it was okay because, quote, he can sleep on the couch and the bedroom door closes. Wow, that is next level ballsy.
Wow. That is... Okay.
And like, what did her Tinder say to make him think that that's what kind of date they were going to be on.
Maybe her profile bio said, I love babies and men in suits.
And hotel rooms.
Dude, that's just nuts. How about this one online? For their first date, a guy took a woman to his house where they had dinner with his mom and dad. What? What is that about?
Yeah, you gotta wait till like the third date for that, at least.
No, you'll never meet the parent.
What if they cook a really good meal?
I told them.
An apple pie or a hot dog, and they have a Chevrolet in the garage, right?
Oh, all right, well, if the Chevy's in the garage, then you're okay. Third date's fine. I told Sarah, and I don't bother telling Joe because he never brings dates home, but I told Sarah, I go, I don't want to even know or have to talk to your boyfriends till at least three months. I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, I think you were like at least like 6 months.
Oh, it's been six months now?
Your
other boyfriends ruined me, so now 6 months.
Oh, yeah, which I get. But then so J-Rubs had that 6 month, and then I was like, all right, it's been like 6 months.
We had
a big
epic meeting, J-Rubs, too.
What happened?
It was a big epic meeting. Well, J-Rubs, you know, wanted to, you know, he sat me down and had some, you know, wanted to tell me what he was all about, was nervous of whether or not I would judge him harshly or not based on, you know, the kind of man that he is. He wanted to make sure that I approved of him.
He's like, BJ, I'm an American man. I'm as American as a baseball, a hot dog, apple pie, and a Chevrolet.
The guy took me for a nice ride in a Chevy, took me to the hot dog stand. Then we went and watched a baseball game where he just said, here's a slice of pie.
That's why he's still around.
I said, that's why you're the man.
Yep.
But this texter says, it took me on the exact same date he took 12 other girls on. Oh. That actually was a premise of a recent episode. I think it's called, the show's called Fam. It's a funny show. It's probably going to get canceled because my wife and I like it.
Yeah, of course.
But the girlfriend or the fiance got upset because she just found out that the hotel they were staying at was the same hotel that he went to with his ex. All this. And he's like, what? It's not the same room, though.
That's always been a tough one for me. Like, would I be able? Because there was a place in Hawaii that I love to go to. And it's like, well, what if I wasn't with my wife anymore and I wanted to go to Hawaii? Would I not be able to go to that place?
I think people get too worked up over that. I think if that's your jam and you're really like that spot and you know cool things around that spot, what's the big deal if you went there before?
See, I wonder if women feel the same way.
They don't, because I remember one time I got like an ex, a Vermont teddy bear, and I already had, and she found out that was like my thing, that I got other exes.
Oh, boy.
That was the end of my Vermont teddy bear purchasing.
Apparently, one time, one of my favorite places in the world is Astoria, and I love this bar, like Workers Tavern. And I went there with, you know, the creepy ex, and apparently he carved our initials into the bar thing, where everyone carves their initials and everything. He carved, you know, J loves V.
Oh, that's not good.
And so apparently years later, he takes his now ex-wife, and she sees that. She's like, did you take anybody else here? And so there apparently was a big old blowout, and he tried to blame it on me. He's like, you're the one that carved the initials in there. It's like, bitch, I'm short. I can't reach that far.
But even still,
that's your answer to everything. Bitch, yeah. I'm short.
I'm like, I can't do it.
How about that woman? Like, she did the detective work, because J loves V could be anybody.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't know who that is. That's just, what are you talking about? But she knows that V is short and bitch, she can't reach it, so yep. She knew it was him.
Bitch.
Hey, to go back to the whole Chevrolet baseball hot dogs and that whole thing.
Oh, yeah,
baseball. So we brought up a good point. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Chevy was just synonymous with American. A lot of people are texting that the owner of Chevrolet wasn't even from America.
What?
The funny part. Louis Chevrolet is French and had a Swiss race, and he was a Swiss race car driver.
Well, I guess the name Chevrolet.
So not American.
Yeah, Chevrolet does sound French now that you mean it.
Uh-huh.
Because why don't we call it Chevrolet? You know, just like, like Stephen Colbert.
These are things that I think about all the time.
Yeah, we do. Wow. I just can't believe I've been subliminally advertised to and I didn't even realize it. I don't like it.
He says it. It's a Chevrolet commercial. There's nothing subliminal about it, weirdo.
They were very overt about it, actually.
Well, it's, yes. They made me think they were American because they just were, not that they were trying to make me believe. I actually believe
they didn't do that. Like, that's just you, man. Hold on. That's not
good. And I left out hot dogs. I mean, hot dogs are delicious, and I don't even think of hot dogs. I just think baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. I forgot about the hot dog, which is really American. Damn it.
Nice work, Chevrolet, though. And here's the text of the day. Date started off great until she passed out drunk in my car and pooped herself. I didn't call her back.
Wow.
Oh, you didn't?
I'll at least check up on her.
Sarah, why didn't you tell us that story?
That would be my worst nightmare ever.
See, I would feel like that would be Rev, like someone would call up and go, let me tell you about this guy Rev I met.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I didn't go on enough dates for that to happen.
Yeah. Dude, pooping in somebody's car. I mean, think about that.
I mean, really.
So
well, I would imagine they had their pants still on.
But still, dude, in my life, as far as I know, I... Oh, okay.
All right, Steve.
Well, I think you just told us something about
to share
yourself.
Something with the class?
It was at a hockey game.
Oh, no.
Wow. I was a kid.
Wow.
And I didn't realize, like... Long story short, I'm in the car with my mom and my dad in the back seat still with my hockey gear on. And my dad finally is like, did you crap your pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, Dad.
Oh. Dude.
It happened.
That is a tough conversation between a father and his 35-year-old son. It's a tough conversation.
I was 27 at the time, DJ. Okay.
Yeah. Of course you did. I don't think I've ever done it. If I have, I don't remember. Because that's epic.
It does suck.
Yeah, it actually does.
There's nothing more embarrassing when your dad's calling you out for pooping your pants.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Did they, like, pull over and, like, change you? Or, like, just let
yes.
you sit there
he
until...
Yes, he pulled me over his lap.
Yeah, he had to be, like, what, 12, right, Steve?
He was probably around 12, 13.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You're not pulling over and changing a 12-year-old. I'm drawing the line at that point.
So he just let you sit there and
yeah.
just...
Yeah.
It was a we got home quick.
Yeah.
And your mom was even like, hey, he's my apple, but this time, I don't know what to tell you about him either.
Hi, Steven. Mommy, how you doing there?
I crap my pants, Mom. I'm doing pretty good. How are
pretty
you?
Good. Yeah, things are good. Okay. You are a delightful child.
My mom would probably deny it ever happened.
Yeah, she probably would.
Yeah.
But you know, when it comes to bodily functions, between a suit of armor that just all of a sudden got R. Kelly'd and then this story, you're just a delightful child. I got to tell you about this plane that had to turn around after a woman forgot her baby at the airport. Yeah, this happened. I'll tell you about it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.